in the spring of 2012, 16 of us flew up to Grand Rapids, and we wanted to see what they call the medical mile. Mm-hmm. And it's really the basis from which we created our vision for what this would look like here. That is a multi-institutional educational and health partnership. So we've
got a trip to Grand Rapids, Michigan, sort of got the ball rolling.
Well, we knew what their program was like, but we wanted to go up and really kind of kick the tires and mm-hmm. see, okay, if could we replicate that model here, but on a smaller scale. And so we spent an entire 16 of us spent an entire day up there talking to people about how they forged the relationships, not only between the educational institutions, but between the healthcare institutions. We talked about how the community partnered with all that and what the city of Grand Rapids' role was. And we looked at how that had grown and really become an integral part of its downtown. So we came back and said, you know, we can do that. Mm-hmm. Now, there were people along the way that said, you know, you're not going to get all these people to play in the sandbox that nicely together. But I think, this dedication is going to prove all the naysayers wrong, because at the end of the day, all the important players check their institutional and organizational egos at the door for the greater good.
Let's talk about downtown economic development. How has the Stone Center impacted downtown development even before it opened?
Well, I think there's been a lot of speculation into downtown real estate because of the coming of the Stone Center for Health Sciences. Mm-hmm. People have known it's coming. They've known that it was going to be open for classes in August 2018. And as a result, people have rolled out their personal dreams to start a small business. They've expanded or they've speculated and purchased property for future development. In the downtown alone, I think the numbers, I think 58 new businesses have opened in and around Main Street in the last two or three years. I think a lot of that has to do with the coming of the Stone Centers for Health Sciences.
Right. And now that the center is open, what more economic development do you believe it can bring to downtown?
Well, we think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. This is how I answer this, although the question is not always posed in that exact way. But I think if you sit back and you wonder what the founders of USI thought about when they purchased those 1,400 acres or 1,500 acres on the west side, mm-hmm. and they thought, boy, what would this campus look like?
Right.
What can it do? And I'm sure all those founders thought, we can do great things. But did they think it would be the driver that it, for our region that it is today?
Right.
Maybe not. So I think what those of us who have been instrumental in this project are thinking is, you know, we think it's going to do great things. Mm-hmm. We know it will. But I think in 25 years and 30 years, people are going to look back and go, wow, it's been even more than anyone could have thought.
Right, right. You mentioned real estate. What about more downtown housing, including affordable housing?
Well, there are a number of projects that are underway. On Monday, we'll break ground for the Post House project, mm-hmm. which will take up the rest of the old Greyhound block where Brew Burger sits today. And that will be a new 150-unit apartment complex, a joint venture between Vectren and what was once Hire, now General Electric. Mm-hmm. So that will be underway. The YMCA has a new affordable housing project that will be underway at any time. We know that there is a demand in every city across Indiana of any significant size. People want to live more and more in an urban environment. So mm-hmm. we're seeing the demand, the build out of the McCurdy. There have been investments in other downtown property, residential properties. So I think, you know, we know of those projects, and I'm sure there's some other projects that we haven't even heard about yet that will come to our city's opportunity for us.
Right, right. Now, a convention hotel, as you well know, has opened next door to the Stone Center. Two more downtown hotels are in the works. Do you foresee a need for any more hotel space beyond those projects?
Yeah, I think that's I think probably too early to tell. I think right now, I think that's probably the capacity that we need. I think the Hyatt Place and the boutique hotel that's being remodeled at the site of the old River House
right.
will be a great complement to the DoubleTree. Certainly, the presence of the DoubleTree has allowed us to bring a lot of conventions and meetings and sporting events to our city that we hadn't been able to host before. So I think once there is, you know, a couple years of activity at both the new hotels, we'll really get a sense for what greater capacity there is. I think the hoteliers will probably tell you that's about it for now, based on what they know today.
Right.
But, you know, if we attract more and more people to the city, who knows?
Now, I spoke with a longtime downtown businessman, Bob Goldman, and he said, you know, his business has been suffering a bit from the hotel and the med school construction, road closures, and other infrastructure projects. Do you have any word of encouragement for business owners who maybe have been at least temporarily adversely affected by the growing pains?
Sure. I've had multiple conversations with Bob and members of his family about that, and certainly am sympathetic to it. You know, I will tell you that there's going to be, while this building is being dedicated, there will be construction on those other four blocks at some point. In fact, construction on the second building on the campus will likely to begin in the first quarter of 2019. So there will be construction in and around this campus for many years. You know, what the city will be cognizant of, as will future developers, will be, you know, what kind of access is provided to those who have businesses or residences in the area. We're very sympathetic to it.
So I guess a little patience just might be needed.
Well, yeah, but I mean, and I don't, patience is important, and I don't say that, you know, in any sort of jest, but I understand their pain and the trouble that we're asking them to sit through, if you will, and we don't ask it lightly. We respect the fact that there has been some impact, and but you know, I think at the end of the day, the greater good is going to be worth it, and we hope what is developed in that area will make their business even thrive even more.
Right, right. Well, here at our new public media center at Main and Riverside, we noticed that Main Street consists of two-way traffic and parking on both sides of the street between Riverside and 2nd Street. If we can continue to see a more downtown growth, is there any possibility of expanding Main Street between 2nd and MLK? Maybe something like the new North Main streetscape, for
expanding
example.
It as in making it wider?
Yeah, more traffic and more parking on it.
We've not looked at that specifically. Relating to the downtown master plan, we looked at ways to bring greater activation to Main Street, as in the 4th Street Park at 4th and Main.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking at ways to increase activity along the riverfront. We've not specifically looked at making widening Main Street. That would take some a fair amount of right-of-way acquisition. You know, if the demand requires it, we'd certainly look at it. But that is not in the city's sights at this time.
Well, anything else you'd like to add about the whole downtown development?
It's an exciting time. As most people know, Carol and I are downtown residents. We walk downtown. We feel the traffic pain. We get all of it.
Mm.
But, you know, I think as I talk to mayors around Indiana, they're pretty envious of the progress that we're experiencing. They're also excited for the city of Evansville. And, you know, I would just say this, beyond sort of getting back to the Stone Family Center for Health Sciences, I hadn't been in that building in many months during construction. I kind of stayed out of it for a reason. And when I saw it for the first time a month or so ago, it really took my breath away. It is an amazing facility. And when you see what the School of Medicine is bringing to downtown, the School of Dentistry, a lot of people don't know that the fourth-year dental students will have a 14-chair community dental clinic there.
Mm-hmm.
It is all state-of-the-art. This is a phenomenal addition, not only for the city of Evansville, but for all of Indiana. And I think it's a project that, while it causes disruption in traffic and all that, it's a project that the city of Evansville will be proud of for decades to come.